Virgin Radio
104.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip
with Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest obsessions on Disney Plus. Watch Poor Things, Taylor Swift The Eras Tour, Taylor's Version, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, Prissy, what have we got?
So much to get through today. Okay, first up, court documents have just revealed that YouTuber Mr. Beast is expected to make anywhere from $500 to $700 million just this year.
What does he know that we don't?
Life, I guess. Yeah. This is a drastic change from 2023, where Forbes reported he earned $82 million. I want to know how you go from making $82 million one year to up to $700 million the next. Of course, he's got his new show coming out this year as well. He's been doing so much on YouTube. He is the biggest YouTuber there is. There is no competition with
him. When we had his friend in who went to...
Aussie, yeah.
He was telling us how it works, like the monetization, right, for YouTube.
Yeah, it is. But that's not where he makes the bulk of his money. He's got businesses. He's got merch. He's got chocolate. He's got...
I saw the chocolate in the petrol station.
Yeah. So he's got so many different businesses. And of course, he's got his new TV show coming out as well. So well done to Mr. Beast, man. He's killing it.
Well, that's what Chris Fade's going to be like with his chocolate.
You think stuff. So?
Yeah, definitely.
Come on,
Chris. You can do it.
Let's do it.
Take me with you.
Justin Timberlake's lawyer this week vowed to vigorously defend his client, right, after he was arrested and charged for driving while intoxicated in New York. There's a little bit of controversy going on here. Number one is, will we see the body cam footage and will he go to jail? So let me just run through exactly what happened. Justin Timberlake was driving home from a party in the Hamptons when police pulled him over because he blew through a stop sign.
Right.
He didn't stop. And then he was kind of veering towards the right, lane discipline. Mm. Justin refused to take a chemical test when officers realized that he looked intoxicated and his eyes were bloodshot.
Right.
He did fail a field sobriety test.
Which is like where you walk up and down the line or whatever.
Correct. He failed that. So at that point, they had to cuff him because he refused the chemical test. The body cam footage, now it does exist. I don't know how it is in the UK, but in the States, all the officers wear a cam so that they can go back and look at the footage of the arrest.
It's one of my favorite things to do, watch dash cam videos.
Yeah, so it has not been released and we're not sure if it's going to be released just yet. The other thing is, what's going to happen to JT? So he's due in court virtually on July 26th, right? Mm. Is he going to go to jail? What is the deal? So in the state of New York, you can be suspended or have a revoked driver's license, which means he won't be able to drive anymore. He will have to probably pay fines. And in some cases, they do a jail sentence as well. Although a lot of people are saying that is highly unlikely. So I'm going to keep
just
you posted.
Never do that. Never drink and drive.
Just never. And
just talk to someone who's had the situation, you know, with that.
Yeah, it's just the worst.
Yeah, don't ever do it.
Travis Scott, he was arrested for disorder. We're talking about that. Travis Scott was arrested for disorderly intoxication and trespass after getting into an argument on a yacht in Miami. Police say they were called because there was a little bit of chaos. They spoke to Travis for a while. They managed to convince him to leave the party. He gets off the yacht and then 2 minutes later, because he's in that intoxicated state, circles back, tries to get back on the yacht, and at that point cops had to cuff him and say, buddy, you're coming to jail with us.
Sounds like me at the end of a boat party. I'm like, I don't want to get off.
Yeah, he said exactly that. And then Travis doesn't look bothered though. He went, got booked, and then he hopped on a private jet and out of Miami the next morning. So he's doing all right.
Life of rappers.
And finally, the beef between Kendrick Lamar and Drake is definitely not over. So Kendrick had this pop-out event in LA yesterday. And he had like 20 guest stars there, like Dr. Dre, Tyler, the Creator, Roddy Ricch, Ty Dolla $ign. All these people were there.
It must be awkward for like people who are friends of both.
They're it must be.
Are you going to come to my party?
But... So he not only opened the show with one of his diss tracks for Drake, he did the live debut performance of his diss track, Not Like Us, which we've been playing at Virgin. If you haven't heard it, it's this one.
They not like us.
This one, right?
They not like us. They not
it's very
like
different. That's why I like it.
He performed this song, Rossi, like five times in a row. Five times. So he performed the song once. The crowd went wild. Then he got amped up and he's like, I'm gonna do it again. Run it again. Performs it again. Then like Drake, Dr. Dre comes out. They perform it again.
Yeah.
And again and again. 5 times he performed this song in one concert. That is insane.
I mean, like, you know, by time 4, are you going to be sort of like, okay,
apparently the crowd got crazier and crazier with each time. And every performance was like more hype than the last.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, so, Siri. That's insane. What's 2 minutes 41 times 5? 205. Oh, no, that's not right.
Okay. And anyway, so there you go. If you think this beef is over, it is not.
Are you in a team? You in a team?
I think Drake.
Yeah?
I think
Drake's nice, isn't he?
I just think he's reached the point where people just want to bring him down because he's... I'm not taking anything away from Kendrick Lamar. I think he's a brilliant artist.
Yeah.
But I just think Drake has reached the point now where everyone loved him, and now everyone's turning on him.
Yeah, he needs to come back with a massive sort of sound.
Hit.
New sound.
I don't think he cares as much. I think he's like, well, whatever.
But like, I liked his last stuff, like Massive. He went down the dance route, right?
Yeah, like that. He teamed up with his name, Black Coffee.
Yeah, it was really cool. So.
Come on, Drake.
Come on, step it up, man. Well done, Prizzy. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.